I think some of you guys come up big, and obviously you were one of the guys that Brady went through, especially in that down stretch.
Yeah, you know, we were able to get some matchups that favored us, and we were able to exploit them and make some plays.
This comeback show, how do you rate that one? Denver a couple weeks.
Right. That's tough. It really is. I mean, that was probably, as far as my games have been concerned, that probably was like the most gut-wrenching one of them all, just because it went down literally to the last second. But it was a good team win. We were able to put it together in the second half well enough to come out with a victory.
How does that happen? Most teams would completely score that last touchdown.
Yeah.
Certainly
didn't look good. No, but that's the attitude of our team. You know, we're not done until the clock says 0-0. Down but never out. And when you got a Tom as your quarterback, you know, you always got a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride, you know, a lot of peaks and valleys, but that's football, and that's how it goes. just happy to be here now, and happy that I could be a part of the team.
Bronx has also gone through some peaks and valleys. What's your thoughts on Bronx, especially when you saw him being carted off?
Yeah, you know, my heart and my prayers are with him. It's tough to see not just a teammate, but a good friend, you know, go through the things that he has gone through. And, you know, he wants to be out here just as much, if not more, than anybody else. He truly loves the game of football. And to see him take a shot and go down, I mean, it kind of kills us a little bit. But we know he'll be back. He's a fighter. And we'll be there with him.
When you're catching the ball downfield now, with what it seems like is treading with the league, taking away the shots above the shoulder pads, do you as offensive weapons have to protect your lower body now, or are you being caught there?
I think, yeah, it's always in the back of my head, personally. Yeah, there's definitely something that I look out for. And when you watch film, you know the players and the way that they tackle. Some guys like to go low. Some guys, you know, they'll stay up a little bit. But, you know, I know personally going into a game the way that most DBs and which are secondary guys, the way they tackle. It's growing. It's growing. It's getting better. I think today we were pretty much on the same page for the most part, but it can always get better. You know, I missed a couple throws, and so, you know, it's growing. It's going to get better, and we'll continue to work at it.
It's like you've been used to the kind of situation back before. Now you're in every situation.
Yeah.
Different challenge today.
It's just more. It's just more that I got to focus on. But it's the game of football, and that's what they asked me to do. So that's what I'm gonna be prepared to do. I think it was just execution. I wish I had a better answer, but I think it really just came down to execution, just moving the ball and just taking it one play at a time.
Where were you able to see the onside kick?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the onside kick?
I was standing right there. I was just jumping for joy the fact that we got the ball back, and then I realized we had to go out on offense. So then I composed myself and went out there.
How does doubt not set in when you're down two scores and under 2 minutes left?
You know, I think whenever we have when we have the ball and we know that there's time left on the clock, and you look at the clock and you say, "Quick score, we can do it." I think that's all we really need, and luckily we were able to put it together. Helping the team win. I had to do, if I had to catch the ball in order for us to win the game and make some plays through the air, then that's what, you know, hopefully I'll be able to do going forward. And really, it's all about the team and it's all about getting the victory. Good. Thank you.